AMS is a premier substance use disorder treatment facility in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. AMS specializes in outpatient counseling services for individuals struggling with substance use disorders. Evidence-based, client-centered care is their main focus. AMS offers over 30 different group therapy options a month, individualized counseling sessions, and the options of receiving medication assistance. Your treatment is in your hands. AMS currently accepts Delaware and Maryland Medicaid, Medicare, and VA benefits. For help, call 302-227-1320 and schedule your intake appointment today. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. My name is Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Yeah, check it out. Check out all our podcasters podcasting locally. Having a great time. Super excited to be a part of that group. Yeah, so good morning. Today is, what is today? Today is Thursday, February 18th, 2021. Yeah, just got up. Just got to work. Got a lot of busy day today doing the podcast, the new Discovery Music podcast. This morning with Trey Downs. No, it's not Trey Downs. I'm actually doing a podcast. I'm doing this. What a fucked up day, man. I got a busy day today, folks. I'm doing the music podcast with Trey Krause, Dion Lamb, Jordan Gum, me. That's a fun podcast. I have, and then I'm doing a podcast tonight at 8 o'clock with my buddy Trey Downs. I think he's up in Philly or Baltimore. He does the My Superior Self podcast. He's just a great guy, smart guy, doing a lot of fun, great stuff. He came on a podcast of mine, so yeah, I'm looking forward to the chat with him. I did a podcast with a guy by the name of Michael Palmisano. Yesterday, and you know, during this quarantine, during the pandemic, you know, I've been left to do maybe watch different things that I may not have watched, maybe watch just in general more TV than I would have usually watched. I mean, it turns out there's not a lot to do, you know, in a pandemic. We get by, right? I mean, we're not. I saw my buddy Eddie this morning. He's like, how's life? I was like, oh, I don't know. It's weird. I'm having a pretty amazing life in a pretty shitty world right now. But, you know, trying to figure out and find things to do and obviously watching new shit, binge watching stuff. But one of the things that I got into was this guy, Michael Palmisano. And Michael Palmisano is a guitar teacher, guitar instructor. A gig musician. I had him on my Rehoboth Social podcast yesterday. So I started watching Michael Palmisano last March. And it's funny, in the podcast, which will be posted, I'll probably post the video link of it. We're going to post in this on the Facebook page, but the audio version will post in the website. Which is the socialpodcastnetwork.com. No, it's not. That's the podcast, Social Podcast. Oh, fuck. Socialpodcastnetwork.com. You can find the podcast. Anyway, gosh, all that stuff is so complicated. So I watched this guy, and he does reaction videos. So he has a website. He has a following. He actually has created online guitar education courses. The guy is like, you know, he's a go-getter. And so he creates his courses, and he has students, and then his students send, you know, videos of, you know, just live performances mostly guitar players, right, and bands. And then Michael, he reacts to the video, and he kind of shows you how to play it. He likes to say broad brush, which I've always appreciated that, because there's nothing worse than when you're trying to teach somebody identically how it's played, because a lot of stuff like that is personality, it's flair, it's style, right? And it's hard to teach those things. You know, we create them on our own. We, you know, it's our personality, right? And so, but Michael likes to give you the broad brush kind of version, just showing you the key, you know, kind of what's going on. And I love that because I grew up as a guitar player. I told Michael yesterday, I go, listen, I was that guy that only learned enough of the song that you would recognize. And then once someone recognized what I was playing, I was ready to go on to the next song. I only wanted the glory, I didn't want to do the work, and which would end up being a theme in my life for, you know, a long time. Probably until I got sober. Actually, probably until like yesterday. And, but for some reason, this guy is just, he's like, and I told him yesterday, I go, you're entertaining on one side and you're a technical teacher on the other. Trying to combine the two and find a spot in there where you can tolerate both is tough. You know, I see a lot of these, and believe me, there are a lot of people on YouTube doing reaction videos. And, you know, some guys are super technical. Some guys are just entertaining and just kind of like laughing and not really giving a lot of insight to what it might have gone. Whether it's a song, a game, something electronic, a car, a Tesla, something. You know, everyone's on YouTube reacting to something. Some people are good at it. Some people are okay at it. But then there's some people that are just really good at it. And Michael Pomazzano is one of these people. And I just have really become a huge fan of the guy. And I was watching his show the other night, and I told my wife, I go, I'm gonna reach out to this guy on Facebook and just say, hey. Because what I've learned or what I've gathered and what I shared with him yesterday is, you know, I'm watching these half-hour videos of reactions and you know, to music and stuff. And I, you know, and people like that, they'll share little things like, you know, oh, we were just, I think he just got back from skiing in Colorado. But over the year that I've been watching him, I've learned that he lives in Baltimore, right? And you'll see in the videos, like at some point in the summer, he got real tan. Like he took his family to, you know, the beach. And I'm like, if he lives in Baltimore, he's been to Rehoboth, which is where we live. I said, he's either been to Rehoboth, Dewey Beach, which is another town over, but on the beach, that's a huge bar, party town. Dewey Party, I think it was used to be their little slogan, Dewey Party. And then there's Bethany and Fenwick, and then Ocean City, which if you're going farther south. So, but if you're in Baltimore or D.C., you either come, you know, Ocean City, Bethany Beach, Rehoboth Beach, Dewey Beach, somewhere in there, right? So I'm like, I bet he's been here. So I've reached out. I said, hey, man, I do a podcast called the Rehoboth Social Podcast. I'd love to have you on. I'm a huge fan. He wrote back right away immediately. I'd love to. I was like, yeah. And so I did the podcast with him yesterday. And just, you know, I think about, you know, I've talked about freedom. It's all, you know, when I started doing this podcast, I would try to think of things for the day to talk about. You know, I've shared that I don't have any notes. I don't write anything down. In fact, I come up with a lot of great ideas and forget. Or I think they might be great ideas, and then I forget. But what I'm learning is that this is like, it's kind of like a living podcast. It's evolving, you know, and you know, I can't cover one subject in one podcast. I'm just sharing, right? Just keeping it simple. But I've talked about freedom, and I've talked about, you know, character and characters and sobriety definitely gave me freedom from buying alcohol, right? As soon as I quit drinking alcohol, I didn't have to buy it anymore. I didn't have to drive. I didn't have to drive under the influence of it. I didn't have to purchase it. I didn't have to manage that, you know, big wake of issues that came from that center point where that alcohol hit my lips. You know, that went away. But the interesting side, the person, the the character at this point in my life, because at this point I was nothing more than a character. I had no character. I was of interest. And when I was living that life, I could become of interest at any point. And when I say of interest, like, dude, your behavior, your lifestyle, what you're doing, your amount of drinking, we have to pay attention to you. You're a person of interest. Like you might hear if you're, like, you know, dealing with the police, right? And I lived like that as a person of interest for a long time. And, you know, when you come to the octagon, so to speak, and you're a person of interest, your defenses, your offenses are a lot different. Right? You know, I remember in that lifestyle just always, because you're dealing, and I've shared this, and most people, if you had a drinking problem or a drugging problem or still do, you're probably very aware that you hang out with people just like you, right? I mean, when I was in the meth game down in San Diego, I was hanging out with fucking, you know, Mexican mafia. You know, I mean, always, you know, I never, like, worried about getting killed, but, you know, it was on my mind. You know, I was running around. I remember people getting burned and beat up and arrested and just under pressure to turn on other people and worried about getting turned on and who's a snitch and who's not a snitch. And it was just this of interest lifestyle. It's a tough life when you're in addiction. And, you know, I reach out to this guy, Michael Palmisano, and he answers me, and he's like, you know, I'd love to come on your show. I love it. And I, you know, part of me is still that guy, you know, in San Diego of interest, and still can't believe that I'm, you know, that he even wrote back, right? He's just a guy, just a human, but he wrote back, and, you know, it's just another gift that I get from being sober, being free. And one of the things that he played yesterday, so he was on, I told him, another thing that happens, I get a lot of music from him. You know, I do the new music podcast with the people that I mentioned earlier in the podcast. And, you know, at 52, it's hard for me to find new music. I told Michael Palmisano yesterday, I go, you know, I probably stopped taking new music resumes at 19. You know, I'd gathered my bands that I liked. It was probably like AC/DC, Van Halen, Judas Priest. Those were my, you know, Black Sabbath, Ozzy. Those were my music bands that I loved. You know, they don't make music like they used to, right? But as I've started following Michael and his show, these people send him all this great music. So today's podcast that I'm doing today, all the music that I'm bringing, I got from Michael Palmisano's show. And yesterday he posted this picture. I mean, this he did a reactionary show and with a girl by the name of Morgan Wade. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to play the song. I'm going to play her song. She has some song on Spotify. This song that I'm going to play is on Spotify. He did, if you look up Michael Palmisano on YouTube and you look for his last Morgan Wade reaction, check it out. I'm going to tell you what, guys. My wife and I fucking bawled our eyes out. Bawled our eyes out. Oh, my God. I couldn't stop. It just hit me, man. And this girl is talking recovery. This is a girl that is in recovery. And you can see it in her eyes. You can feel it in the song. I'm going to play this song. The song is called The Night. And, you know, talking about, you know, making it through. I'm just going to play it. All right, here we go.
Finally lost my mind. doctor, he said that these new pills, well, they might help me this time. And I hope that's the case, 'cause I feel I am wasting one life that I have. The chances they come and the chances they go, but the time, well, you can't get that back.
I think that if you watch Michael's show, the video that he posts, he does a reaction. So I didn't want to play that because he's talking and playing and talking and playing. But the video that he posts, oh, my God, this chick is just so good. And, you know, I've been sober a long time. My God, the emotions that fucking that video brought up last night with me and my wife. My wife was like, you know, when she talks about, you know, I remember, you know, am I going to make it through the night? You know, pills. I remember deep into my fucking alcoholism going to see my doctor and saying, you know, I'm depressed. And he said, well, how much are you drinking? And I said, I think I'm just maybe drinking a couple beers, you know, beer a night, a couple beers a night. He's like, well, that's not the problem. But didn't I, you know, I didn't tell him that I was actually drinking like a pint or 2 pints of vodka a night. You know, I was. And beer, and weed, and crack, and whatever else I could fucking stuff into the trash can. And I failed to mention that part of my story to him. And so I remember him prescribing me a pill. And I was like, this is going to be the pill that fixes it. All the work that is required, I'm going to skip all the work that it takes to try to get better in life, and I'm going to see if I can fix it with a pill. And it's just, you know, it's just crazy, you know. At some point, we have to become interesting. And just like everything else, freedom, all these things, you know, they're all byproducts to me. You shove something in the fucking grinder and out comes something else. Hey, I want to talk to you. Don't hang up. Stop. Am I recording still? It looks like I am. Good. So I had to take that phone call. Interesting. So I just have to change gears for a second here. I got all discombobulated into the podcast. But this, I don't know about you guys, but I have kids, right? I have an 8-year-old, I have a 9-year-old, and I have a 15-year-old. My 9-year-old Sam is, he's a handsome little devil, you know, I mean, you know, I'm sure all of our kids are handsome, but, and beautiful, and they are, but Sam, for some reason, has the Kevorka, because The girls will not leave him alone. If I tell you now, I'll tell you 100 times. And I, like all of us, I'm suspecting, have given our kids like an old phone. You know, my old, I had the 8. No, I had the 7. I had the 8. I gave them an iPad. But they're all connected. They're all me, right? So all the texting and all the junk that they do comes through my watch. And I'm watching my poor son deal with adult situations at 9 years old with these girls. And I am, you know, it's fucking me up a bit. You know, and they're like, I want a date. And my son's like, date? You know, I want a date. And he's got other friends that are his girls. These other two girls call him every night. And they're funny. You know, I'll get on the iPad and then they FaceTime and they're like, we want to see your dad. And then I'm like, what's up? And they laugh and we have a good time, you know. They used to call a lot and I would answer and they'd hang up. And that used to piss me off. So now they call and I was like, don't hang up. Do not hang up. Sam is, you know, eating dinner. Sam's doing something. I'll let him know you called, but do not hang up on me. And now they don't hang up. They're nine. They're kids. Well, now this other girl is texting him, and she's like, don't tell your other friend. Don't tell this friend. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is problems like a teenager should be dealing with, not a nine-year-old. So that person that was calling was this another girl. And I'm like, do not hang up. Talk to me. And I told her, and I said, listen, man, be friends. Take it easy. Don't stress out. Don't date. Who dates at 9? Right? It's very, very tough. The kids are getting older quicker. They're dealing with older problems quicker. It's just, watching my son react and come and what he's been saying. You know, he's like, listen, I just want to be a kid. Maybe we can date at 13. He's saying all the right things. But I had to stop last night and talk to him about it and say, listen, you know, this is, because he went to my older son, David, and told him about it and said he didn't know what to do. And I go, of course you don't know what to do, Sam. You're 9. You know? But know that I am here. You want to talk to me about anything? You know, Sam is the one that would come to me and talk to me about stuff. Or he went to his older brother and talked to him about it. Because it's stressful. He doesn't want to stress about freaking girls at 9. So I just... I don't know. It's a little heavy. It's a little bit heavy. So that's why I had to answer that phone call. I apologize. And you have to be kind. You know, I don't want to be... I just, you know, I'm straight up with these kids. Don't hang up. This is what's up. I'm Sam's dad. Chill out. Okay? And maybe they'll make a big deal out of it one day. I don't know, but, yeah. So, anyway. But I think what I was talking about was just the byproduct of a lot of different things. And whether it's freedom, character, I can't even remember what I was talking about. I don't know. I'll tell you what. This podcast got a little crazy. I'm just going to shove this thing in here. I'm going to finish with some music with this girl. What was her name? Yeah, Morgan Wade. I got it right here. Oh, you know what? Let's read. Let me read real quick. Sorry, guys. My day got... a little crazy this morning. For God's sake, don't drink over it. How's everybody? How's the drinking? Let's see here. Daily reflections. Daily reflections. Here we go. All right. February 18th. Our paths are our own. There was nothing left for us but to pick up the simple kit of spiritual tools laid at our feet. I like that. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 25. My first attempt at the steps was one of obligation and necessity, which resulted in a deep feeling of discouragement in the face of all those adverbs. Courageously, completely, humbly, directly, and only, I consider Bill W.'s fortunate to have gone through such a major, even sensational spiritual experience. I had to discover, as time went on, that my path was my own. After a few 24 hours of the AA fellowship, thanks especially to the sharing of members and the meetings, I understood that everyone gradually finds his or her own pace in moving through these steps. Through progressive means, I try to live according to these suggested principles. As a result of these steps, I can say today that my attitude towards life, people, and towards anything having to do with God has been transformed and improved. That's good. You know, that's the kind of stuff, you know, dealing with these kids, you know, trying to figure out how to, you know, not be that fucking crazy old person, but at the same time, you know, letting them know. And I told this kid, I go, listen, chill out or you won't be able to talk to my son. I don't need my son dealing with adult thoughts and adult stress at 9. And if this is the person that's going to bring it, I'll shut it down. But I said it in a way, hopefully, that it was understood. I don't know. We'll see. Listen, I hope everyone's having a great day. We'll get back to it tomorrow. Peace. I am freaking hungry.
Oh my God, so am I.
Well, what are we going to eat?
Titanic Pizza.
Best pizza.
Dude, Titanic Pizza is located right next door, half mile west of Route 1 on Cave Neck Road.
Painter's Mill.
Totally. Is it open every day?
7 days.
Does it serve lunch and dinner?
Everything but breakfast.
Wow. You know what?
They might even do midnight snacks.
Oh my God, I love lasagna.
Well, they have, I think, what is it? Dough pizzas, dough chicken parm.
Salads.
Subs to salads.
Man, they've got it all.
They've got it all. They all have right. A number?
They do. 302-664-2633.
Website?
www.titanicpizzeria.com.
Find the whole menu?
Yes.
Nice. Check them out. We love them.
Delivery and in person.
That's right.
Man, let's go get a pizza right now.
I'm out. Bye.